Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yes, there's the self-care and the masks and, you know, red light this and castor oil pack at night and take this tincture and these herbs and things like that. These are all great things. But what about feeding your soul? What about that activity?
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How is everybody feeling today? I hope you're watching me to see how fire my outfit is. And on that note, I hope you're following me on Instagram. I'm getting better and better as the week progresses. Thankfully, a little less coughing, so my nose isn't going to be flaring out as much. Thank goodness. And yeah, I feel like also I film on Sundays a lot of the time, but God really moved today when I was in church, like to the point where my whole face was drenched in tears. Like it was completely drenched. I let go of my cares. I'm wearing white. I thought that the tears were going to drop and color my shirt. Nothing happened. I thought my makeup was going to be messed up. I did not even touch my makeup up. I did not touch it up at all. All I did was literally put on lip gloss. I touched up my lips. I did nothing else to my face. I didn't even take the oil off my face. I'm like, how? I looked in the mirror and I'm like, how is my makeup not completely off my face? I've been crying since I was singing praise and worship. Like I was crying all day. The Holy Spirit was moving so heavy. So you guys know we've been on this anti-lazy girl manifesto, and I'm breaking it down into these subtopics because they're all important. This is all a part of the series. And today we're going to be talking about habits, routines, and God's design, right? So we want to talk about, you know, the science of habit formation. And this is essentially like the anti-lazy girl blueprint. Okay. So I want to welcome you guys back to Quality Queen Control. Guys, we've also been charting. We've been charting on the charts. Oh, yes. So I just want to say thank you so much for you know, to those of you that have been supporting me. It means so much. And I just am in a season, guys, where I am truly letting go and letting God, truly. I'm also reading the Bible in chronological order, and I'm discovering a love for the Bible that I never had before in like all the year. I mean, yes, we can all say we've been Christian, but discipling after the Lord, like there's levels to it. And I feel like I'm at a level that I really like. Like I found like my happy place right now. And I'm just really excited for the transformation and the things that the Lord's going to do in me, because I realize what actually matters, and it refocused me and aligned me in a way that I just truly am grateful. I was sleeping the other day to a couple of scriptures, and it said, when I woke up, I saw that like this scripture, I don't know where it is, but it was saying it was good that I was afflicted so that I may learn your decrees. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't like what I went through, but it was good that I was afflicted, because it really made me dive into my Bible. You could be doing anything while you're sick. Like I was doing the first week, I was watching Revenge on Hulu. It's a really good show. I feel like it pretty much never ends, you know, but I didn't finish it. I said, you know what? I don't really watch TV. I was watching it the first like week that I was sick. But then after, I'm like, all right, kind of still want to do something that's productive. So let me, what's better? There's no time wasted when it comes to the things of the Lord. So let's be honest. We've all said, I'll start tomorrow. We've all said, this week, I'm finally going to stick to my routine, right? We've all said all of these things only to fall back into old patterns. You are not alone, guys, okay? Here's the good news, right? Habits are not just a product of willpower. When I discovered that quote, I was like, really? So then what is it? They're systems. And when we align these systems with, because you can, I'm bringing it together here. When you align these systems with God's word, as well as scientific principles, we set ourselves up for success. Because listen, I know that, listen, I am a blood-bought believer. I am a Holy Spirit believing, speaking in tongues, all the things, radical, you know, Christian in that way. But I also do not negate neuroscience, that you can actually change your brain, that like neuroplasty really is a thing. So we're going to be exploring how to break those bad habits, build good ones, and create routines that honor God while helping us achieve our goals. So grab your Bible, your notebook, or you can just listen in, but I promise this is going to be a game changer. So let's start with the basics, right? What exactly is a habit and why is it so hard to change them? Well, here's what science says. Habits are automatic behaviors shaped by three components. One is a cue, and I believe also this is in the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Okay, so it's number one, which is a cue. A cue is a trigger that starts the behavior. Number two, it's a routine, which is the behavior itself. And then number three is the reward, the benefit that you get from the behavior. Are you following me? So feeling stressed, okay, could be the cue, right? It's the trigger. It's the trigger right now. That's the cue. Eating junk food is the routine, which is the behavior that the cue is producing. And then the experiencing comfort is the reward. So that's how cue, routine, and reward come into play. That's the system. Here's the biblical connection. Proverbs 4 verses 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I also want to point out that there's a scripture that came to my mind as it pertains to, just in general, for those of you that need to hear it. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 23, for those of you that think like, oh yeah, like you really extend your grace, I want to say, meaning you think you have time, oh, like you're going to get it together, but you've been feeling a nudge on your heart from the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 23, this, I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. What does that mean? All things, yeah, you can do them, but that doesn't mean that they're helpful. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do, but not all things are going to edify. They're not going to, there's no fruit that's going to be coming from those activities, those behaviors. I really felt led to share that scripture with you guys. Now, the verse Proverbs 4 verses 23, this is reminding us that what we focus on consistently, our habits actually affect everything in our lives. So think about what your current habits are, okay? Which ones bring you closer to your goals and God's purpose, and which one is holding you back? And I don't know what it is, but a lot of the time we tend to think that we can only choose one or the other. Guys, no, I'm sitting here explaining this to you, bringing these, you know, bringing biblical truth to science, bringing biblical truth to personal development. That is what I'm doing here, because you absolutely can have both if done correctly and in balance. Which ones are bringing you closer to your goals and God? Nothing that brings you away from the Lord is worth having. Nothing. Nothing. No possession, no man, no friendship, no opportunity. Because in the end, like it says in Luke 10, I believe, where Jesus was talking to Martha and Mary, the Martha and Mary story in verse 41 through 42, that we may be anxious about many things, but like Martha was, but only one thing is necessary. So how do we go about building good habits? Now that we understand how habits work, remember, it is the cue, which is the trigger that starts the behavior. It is the routine that is the behavior itself. And then it's the reward, which is the benefit that you get from the behavior. So let's talk about creating good habits that actually stick, right? Because I'm telling you, we've all done, I'll start Monday. I'm going to start January 1st. And you know what? God is so gracious. He's so kind. Because I was literally thinking to myself, I'm like, I've done years and years of studying this stuff, wanting to be the person that I am now, like cultivating, you know, discipline and also consistency as well. And like, I'm like, wow, these are things that I really wanted because I knew that girl was in me. I knew it was. And luckily, by God's will, he allowed me to align with those goals of mine, that I know how to be a disciplined person. I know how to be a consistent person. And I think a lot of this also comes from also praying and fasting. Fasting, it will and it should discipline you really quickly, because when you honor your word, like fasting taught me also at the very least to honor the word and honor my word. I said, you know, I'm not going to be eating from this time to this time. I'm not going to cheat and eat because I'm only cheating myself. This time, this consecrated time, is dedicated to only the things of the Lord. Okay. I digress. Start small and be consistent. So science, this is the science, right? Habits are formed through repetition, not intensity. Habits are formed through repetition and not intensity. We have to consider that. Well, the more that I do, like that's the thing. A lot of people tend to go from a complete and utter mess to wanting to be clean girly and a minimalist. And like, that's not how it goes, honey. Just like you can't go from never working out a day in your life to I'm going to be in the gym 5 days a week. You're setting yourself up for failure. And then you get so overwhelmed by your failure and it feeling impossible, right? And then on top of that, the discouragement of maybe how far you let yourself go. So the last thing on your mind is, you know, wanting to stay consistent because it's an upward battle. So we have to remove the idea that the harder we do something is going, the more intense we are about it is going to help us form the habit. No, it is through repetition. And that's why I place so much emphasis on honoring your word. Like when you say you're going to read your Bible, just do it. I promise you'll be better for it. And get you a good one. I love my favorite Bible ever. After all the Bibles I have all the Bibles, guys. Like all the Bibles. Seriously. I even have one in Aramaic. The Life Application Bible. Okay. Like the it's an NLT version. I know the English Standard Version is basically the King James, according to Tara Lee Cobble. It's literally the King James translated like word for word, which is the English Standard Version, which I did not know, but it makes sense because that was a little bit harder for me to understand initially than like the NLT version. But it doesn't matter what version. The enemy's going to try and say, come give you a million reasons of why you should not read your Bible. Oh, girl, you're busy. Or you don't have time. Oh, this is so big. I don't understand what I'm reading. As soon as you open up your Bible, your friend calls you and you're like, well, I'm gonna pick up because you called. Like, you know what I mean? But if you were doing something you really wanted to do, you know, and cultivating that discipline of a new activity, you wouldn't have welcomed that distraction, right? And remember, when it comes to the things of the Lord, there's no such thing as time wasted. No such thing as time wasted when it comes to the things of the Lord. So there's value, and this is a part of investing in yourself. Yes, there's the self-care and the masks and the, you know, and whatever routine you have, you know, red light this and castor oil pack at night and take this tincture and these, you know, herbs and things like that for, you know, helping your body. These are all great things holistically, yeah? But what about feeding your soul? What about the health of your soul? What about that activity? Food for thought. So instead of committing to, let's even say, speaking of the Bible, I'm going to read my Bible for an hour. You have not cultivated the discipline in any aspect of your life at all yet. Starting with the Bible is a good place to start, but start with 5 minutes. You know what? I'm going to do the daily refresh on the Bible app. I'm going to discipline myself to do that exercise first before I even dive into that. Because again, you will get there when you start small. Then eventually you'll be so interested in, wow, that I want to kind of dissect that more. You ever see girls like, oh my gosh, how did they get to that point? Remember, everybody once started where you are. Everyone once did something for the first time. And when it comes to starting a brand new habit, you have to be gentle with yourself and say, listen, I got to be realistic. 5 to 10 minutes, let me set a timer. Let me make sure that I'm getting that done. I'll do that for a week. The next week, we'll take it from, you know, we'll take it to double the time. We'll do 20 minutes, okay? Or whatever your increment is going to be. But that way, you are accomplishing, you're feeling accomplished in, wow, I did this. And then the word is going to transform you. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to transform you. It is alive. It is and it's alive and it's active and it is a sword. It is a sword of the spirit for a reason. It's going to change you. It's going to transform you. That's the beauty. And this, honey, I can guarantee you. I believe in it so much. I can guarantee you it will transform you. That's why it's so important to have a Bible that you actually want to read that has commentary, like the Life Application Bible. They have the best commentary and it's very easy to read. And find a Bible plan and literally read it in with your own Bible and then journal, take notes. I had a young lady from my Bible study and she said something that I already was doing, but her just saying it to the Bible study group was so profound. She was saying like, guys, when you're reading the Bible, make sure you have a journal with you because God literally talks to you while you're doing Bible study. And it's true. Like ideas, thoughts, revelations will flow through you. So next scripture is going to come from Zechariah. There's Zechariah and there's Zechariah. Zech with a Z-E, okay? 4 verses 10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. No work is too small. I'm telling you, that's why do not get discouraged. Oh my gosh, I wish I could just like, you know, read my Bible for a long time. I see these girls on reels and they know how to do all the study. It will come to you at the appointed time. Just stay dedicated, stay consistent and start small. This is going to bleed over. I'm telling you, when I really changed my life and really surrendered to the Lord, it's been the only thing that has actually bled into everything else. It's been the only thing, nothing else like permeated into every other area of my life. So then we have to anchor the new habits to the existing ones, right? So here's the science, right? When you pair a new habit with something you already do, this is known as something I've mentioned to you guys before. I did not invent the term. It's called habit stacking. So here's an example. Let's just say you want to get into the flow of worship, right? You can listen to worship music while you are journaling. You're seeing what the Lord, the Holy Spirit has to say to you. And for those of you that are uncomfortable, hey, we're starting small here. For those of you that are uncomfortable saying prayer out loud, maybe you feel awkward, even if it's amongst yourself, write the prayer down and then recite it out loud. That's a smart place to start. So you're ushering in the Spirit, right? Okay, because that's helping you to get the Spirit. Or even let's just say you want to get better at, you know, listening to less secular music. So while you're doing laundry, listen to a Christian playlist, or you want to hear a good sermon, listen to a Christian podcast, or even a sermon, or even an audiobook while you're doing something productive around the house, habit stacking. So what you can do is write down 3 habits that you already do daily and then brainstorm how to attach a godly habit to that. So you're taking productivity and you're matching it with God. What godly habit can I attach to the productivity habits I have to do? I just gave you one. Laundry and worship, laundry and podcast, laundry and sermon, laundry and audiobook, you know, Christian audiobook. There are ways. It is not impossible. Even testimonies. If you guys only understood and knew how interesting testimonies are, they're so interesting, especially for my girls that like true crime. I don't know. You love a storyline that went from this to that. I'm telling you, testimonies are going to really do it for you. And then number 3, I want you to make it easy. Here's the science behind that. Reduce friction for good habits and increase the friction for the bad ones. So, for instance, you guys have already heard of this example. You lay out your clothes the night before, or let's say while you're, this is kind of extreme, but you can delete your social media apps, you know, during work hours, or I'm even affected by the screen time. Like again, I've cultivated the discipline to like not do those things. I would definitely say like lay out your workout clothes, because I'm telling you, that's what I would do every morning. You know, every night before I went to that morning, my hot Pilates class, I'm laying out my outfit because the last thing I want to be is tired and searching for an outfit. It won't happen. It won't. So I'm going to make sure I know exactly what I'm wearing the night before. So all I have to do is brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, all the things. And I also shower the night before. I used to shower in the morning before I go to my class. But the reason I stopped doing that is because, which took me a while to do because I'm such like a hygiene person. But the reason I stopped doing that is because I literally will take a shower at night, and I was going to bed really late, like whatever. It doesn't matter. I was taking a shower directly at night and hopping in bed. But when I did it in the morning, I was taking so long to get ready for just going to the gym to shower again that it was cutting into my time of me getting there on time. Because I was moving so slow because it's the morning for me. And I tend to move very slow in the morning. That's why I made that decision. So you're removing the friction. All right, I know I'm going to have to do this thing. Let me prepare for myself to do it. Here's scripture to back it up. In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40, but everything should be done decently and in order. All right, or in a fitting and orderly way. Okay, that is biblical. God is a God of order, and simplifying our environments aligns with his design. Listen, I'm telling you, it's all biblical, guys. It's all biblical. And then think about this. Let's transition into breaking habits, right? Let's flip the script here and tackle the bad habits because we all have them, but we don't have to keep them. So let's identify what the root cause is because a lot of us do a lot of talking and not enough thinking. Here's the science behind it. Bad habits often meet a need. What need is it meeting? Is it a stress relief? Is it comfort or is it distraction? Romans 7:15 says, this is one of my favorite scriptures. I'm actually reading a book right now by John, starts with a P. And it's something to do with why do I do what I don't want to do? And I'm reading that book and it is literally so after I read it, I'm going to probably end up doing a podcast episode about it because it is so good where it talks about basically this scripture, Romans 7:15. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but I hate what I do. Why is it that we want to strive for doing better and being productive and we have the resources available free? But why is it so easy for us to do the very thing that we don't want to do? And then it literally leads us into self-loathing. Even Paul wrestled with his own habits in the Bible, but awareness is the first step of change. And in that book that I was reading, I started reading it last night, it said that habits... Wow, that's so funny that I'm even talking about this now. I'm just realizing, wow. Habits often cannot be removed. They have to be replaced. So the next step is replace, don't remove. Because the science behind that is it is easier to replace a habit rather than eliminate it entirely. For example, if you can replace scrolling on your phone with reading a book before bed. I'm telling you, I love it and it knocks you right out, okay? Like you will have a sleep like you never slept before when you are reading a book before you go to sleep. So when you're tempted by a bad habit, this is your time to communicate with the Lord because he understands. Pause and pray. Have a conversation with him. Lord, you know, help me to choose what is actually honoring you. Like right now, I don't want to read I don't want to read the Bible before I go to bed. I don't want to read this Christian book. I'm not used to this. Like I would rather watch a true crime episode. I would rather watch reality TV right now. Lord, please give me the strength, Lord. Like let your Holy Spirit like show me, like God, if you are real, for those of you that don't believe or are struggling to believe, God, if you're real, show me and oh, he will show up for you. And then next you want to create accountability. Here's the science, right? People are 65% more likely to meet a goal when they share it with someone. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Is it not all in the Bible or is it just me? When they said basic instructions before leaving the earth, Bible, they really meant that. That's the acronym. Find an accountability partner who can check in with you, who can pray with you as you work to break through unhealthy habits. There's so many church groups that have their own connect groups. They have so many resources that you don't have to be alone. There's online forums, Discord groups. There is something for everyone and it's not going to charge you. You just need to position yourself correctly and find the right people for you. Next, we want to get into creating the routines, right? This is to support that productivity now that we're getting rid of the bad habits, right? Routines are the secret to staying consistent. Remember, morning routine, you want to start off with God, not with TikTok, because you guys got that back now. Okay. Not with TikTok, not with texting your friends, answering an email. And the enemy is so cunning. He'll have you thinking that, no, this must be responded to with the utmost urgency. You have to respond. But include prayer, gratitude journaling, okay, to the Lord, not to the universe, to Jesus Christ, or reading a devotional. No time with the Lord is wasted. Please remember me saying this. No time with the Lord is wasted. And it's so funny. You can tell, give people, you know, advice that doesn't include the Lord, and it may be more palatable for them. And you can say, make sure when you wake up, you're telling, you know, yourself that you're grateful, and find something you're grateful for, and all these different things, which I too myself have done or suggested to you guys. But when we dedicate that to the ultimate authority, it is something different. And this is backed up by Psalms 5 verses 3. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectingly. So starting your day with God sets the tone for everything else. And then next, I want to get into time blocking your day. Time blocking, as you know, this is science. It helps you to focus on one task at a time, reducing the overwhelmingness. This is a part of getting granular and scaling back your activities. So, for example, dedicate a specific hour to work, you know, rest, and, you know, even your personal growth if you choose to do so. But, you know, I suggest the Pomodoro method, right? And then make sure you're organized using tools like, Google Calendar. A lot of people like to use it to plan, to schedule. I like to use an actual planner. I use an actual planner to plan out my days. I also, if it's not in my calendar, babe, it won't get done. It won't get seen. It won't get acknowledged. Like, I need it in my planner. And then think about your evening routine. Okay. Evening routine is your time to reflect and reset. So do a quick prayer of your day. What went well for you? Set your intentions for tomorrow. Lamentations 3 verse 22 to 23. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. God's mercies are made new every morning. So if at first you don't succeed, you dust yourself off and try again. You can literally start again the next day. And I know sometimes we may mess up and we think, oh my gosh, like now it's all ruined. I didn't read my Bible one day. Might as well not read it for the rest of the year. No, because when you drop your cell phone, you don't bang it to the ground and be like, well, might as well break it now because I dropped it once. But we tend to feel that way about other things because there's resistance against doing what's right for us because we are still in this flesh. We are sinful by nature. We are, you know, self-pleasuring by nature. That's what that is. And this reading your Bible and aligning it with your productivity will build up your spirit man. So like I said, even if your day does not go as planned, God's mercies, they give us a fresh start for tomorrow. So I want you guys to remember that building habits and routines is not about striving for perfection. It's about progress and relying on God's grace along the way. God is going to be your answer. You're not in this alone. It is a partnership. Philippians 1 verse 6, it said, he who began a great work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That is so encouraging to my spirit. He that began a great work in you, he's going to complete. If as long as you just meet him with your consistency and your dedication, it's a heart posture. So when you feel like giving up, remember that God's not done with you yet. He's not done. Here's what I want you to do. This week, I want you to commit to one small habit that honors God and brings you closer to your goals. Yes, the two can be synonymous. Share it with a friend. Share it on social media if you even want for accountability. It's up to you. Some people say, don't say anything. It depends on who you are. So for others, that can motivate them. For another person, it can whatever. If this episode has blessed you, I want you to share with a friend that you think needs encouragement today. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join our community. Make sure that you're following me on Instagram so you can see my OOTDs. And I am going to start doing a word of the day. I think that'll be really nice. Like just some nice biblical encouragement that's short form content for you guys to have. And then maybe also like a word of the day with like my favorite product of the day or like what I'm currently using type of thing. Next week, we're actually going to be talking about time wasting habits, okay, that you need to break and how to prioritize what truly matters, being intentional. So make sure that you're tuned in. Let me close out in a little prayer. Okay. Lord, I thank you for the gift of discipline and the strength to build good habits that honor you. Help us to be consistent, to surrender our weaknesses to you. and trust that you are working in us every step of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll speak to you before angels in my next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.